Welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast, helping you invest in property for freedom, choice, and profit. You'll learn new, innovative, and multiple streams of property income, whether you want to start, scale, or systemize, and even if you don't have deposits. Now, introducing your host, world record holder, and best-selling property author, Mark Ironson.
Hi everyone, my name is Mark Ironson and welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast. And today's episode is going to be all about direct mail and direct mail campaigns. Sometimes we call them dual campaigns because they're part of a multi-level, multi-layered strategy of marketing for motivated seller leads. So I thought I'd wrap this one as a separate entity because I get asked about it all the time. How do I get my direct mail out there and what's the process, what's the system, what's all the nuances of doing it? And I thought it would be a brilliant podcast for those that are marketing direct to vendor. So my name is Mark Ironson. I'll crack on with the content in just a second. This is about 30 minutes, 35 minute podcast. Enjoy it. By all means, tag me in for future ones or future topics that you'd like, and I'll try and get through them as the weeks progress. So let's crack on with the content. Now this one is direct mail. Now it's direct to vendor or direct to letting agent, landlord, D2V or D2L. So here we go. Let's crack on with some things to set up first. First of all, we'd need a call center. And our call center is for inbound calls, inbound leads. And what they are is they're people that answer the phone for you. So that if you're working full time or you can't answer the phone during the day, or you've only got a mobile, you haven't got a landline in your office, what we do is set up a call center so they can take the inquiries in. They're called inbound leads or inbound calls. Now, they don't have to be terrifically skilled at doing this. They can be trained by you, and I'll give you the script to do it on this podcast as well, so you can set it up yourself. Now, who I use? I use a company called Auld APA. And the reason I use Auld APA is because they've been around about a dozen years or so. They've got a specific property section. They've got trained staff, and they're used to doing it. So if you use Auld APA, just when I go through this script, that I can give you, which I call script one. So script one is a simple data capture script. And what I mean by simple data capture is it's a script to get the basic details from the lead to pass down to you to progress the lead, to move it on. So Auld APA are answering the phone in your company name. So whatever you've chosen as your company name. So let's say it's ABC Property and they answer the phone, ABC Property, and then their name, and then they'll listen for the inquiry coming in. So I'll give you the script now, and you can take a note of this if you want to. I'll say it nice and slowly. Hi, my name is Mark from ABC Property. Can I take your name, please? So they write down their name. Can I take the address of the property that you want to sell? Can I have the postcode? What type of property is it? How many bedrooms has it got? What's the market value of the property? What's the outstanding mortgage? And what's the reason for sale? So now we've got those half a dozen questions or so. They're written down, they're captured, that's the lead capture, and then we can move on later to script two. So that's now set up, so the call center set up, so you get the lead in. Now, after we've done that, you'd enter those details onto a CRM, but we'll discuss that in another podcast. So script one, how did we get the lead in the first place? Well, one of the layers, and you might be doing multiple layered marketing, which I recommend on Dominate Your Ground, is we might have leaflets out there, we might have this campaign, which I want to go through in a second. We might have newspaper adverts out there. We might have boards up there, bandit boards, or we might have cards in shops. There's a load of different ways to market for leads, which can be incredibly cheap. On this podcast, we're just going to concentrate on the direct mail campaign. And there's two names for this campaign. One is a yellow letter campaign, and one is a three letter campaign. And they both mean the same thing. It's just that I call it a three-letter campaign because it contains, surprisingly, three letters. Sometimes it's called a yellow letter campaign because about the turn of the century, there was an Australian chap called Rick Otten came across to the UK and started teaching us all of this ugly marketing stuff, which is based on a canary yellow type colour of letter with red letters or red writing. And that's why there's two names for it. But it's been around for a good 15, 16 years now. It just works and it's brilliant. So let's get on with the campaign then. So let's say we have got three letters. The three letters go out in week one, week three, and week five. And there's three different templates. So template one, template two, template three. Template one goes out in week one, template two goes in out in week three, and template three goes out in week five. Now, we can also dual the campaign. That's why it's called, this podcast is a dual, in brackets, direct mail campaign, because we can have letters direct to vendor and letters direct to landlord. So there's two different sets of letters. Before we get on to sending them, what you can do is open a DocMail account. And what DocMail does, DocMail is a brilliant little program or piece of software. What it does is, if you upload your template letters, and you can get the template letters in my store, or if you come to one of my courses, I'll let you have them. The DocMail system allows you to upload your letters, your template letters, and what DocMail will do will print your letters, they will fold your letters, they will envelope your letters, they will stamp the letters, they will seal the letters, they will address the letters, they will post them for 37p a letter. And so they'll do all of that work for you, which is cheaper than a first-class stamp. So that's the point of having a DocMail account. It saves you folding and typing and printing and all this sort of stuff. There's no need to do that yourself at all. There's companies out there who do it, and DocMail is one of them. Now, all you'd have to do when you've opened your DocMail account is load your templates up and then load your addresses up that you've got from research from, and in fact, I'll go into that in a second, but you've got from research. So it's houses for sale. How do you get the houses for sale? Well, there's a couple of ways to get houses for sale. There is one way, which is going on to employ a researcher, you know, a PA or a researcher from, there's a couple of sites I use. There's onlinejobs.ph, that's for a full-time researcher. They're generally in the Philippines. The reason they're based in the Philippines is because .ph is a Philippines website address. So onlinejobs.ph are for full-time researchers. And what they can do, they can scour all the property portals, Zoopla, Rightmove, etc., for all the properties that are for sale, and then get the addresses for you and drag them down into a spreadsheet, which you can then upload to DocMail. Now, that's one way of doing it. There's another way of doing it, which is part of a multi-layered marketing strategy. Let's say you've got leafleters on the ground, and your leaflets on the ground, and my leaflets, we have teams, we meet at McDonald's at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we show them knock list. Now, what does a knock list mean? Well, a knock list is a blank sheet of paper with 1 to 50 down the side, and then the street name that's going to be knocked or actually delivered to along the top. So we might have 10 streets. So that the leaflet has got a clipboard with 10 sheets of paper on, all with 1 to 50 down the side. And on that sheet, it's weird because lots of people out there in the outside world think that leafleting doesn't work. And I've been told for the last 15 years that leafleting doesn't work as a strategy. And it's a weird thing that I have to combat all the time. So this is how it works to your benefit, even if you don't get a lead from a leaflet, is the knock list has got instructions with it for the leafleter. So the leafleter's out there, and on the ground, when he's walking up and down the street delivering his leaflets, what he's also doing, he's taking a note of every single empty house, every single house that's for sale, and every single house that's for let, and they're noted on the knock list. A knock list is an oldie worldy term. We used, all the door knocking sales guys used to call it the knock list. So 1 to 50 down the side. Let's say out of 50 houses, you come back with 4 or 5 that are for sale, 4 or 5 that are for rent, and 1 empty house. So that's on each sheet. So now we're building up a picture as our leaflet campaign's out there of this, all of the houses that are for sale on a patch. And it's irrelevant how big your patch is, because if you're covering it, then you can get the houses for sale. That's the other way of doing it. So there's two ways. Now, this doesn't cost a lot. You could do either or both. If you hire a full-time researcher with onlinejobs.ph, then that's going to cost you between $250 and $300 a month. If you hire a part-time one from PPH, people per hour, and people per hour, for those that don't know, is an online eBay for jobs, if you like. So it's to get staff when you're too small to employ your own. So it's anything that can be done remotely, we can get from PPH. So now, when you're in business, you don't think, how do I do it? It's who do I get to do it? And this is a fairly cheap way of getting staff in. So what do we do with PPH? Well, first of all, we don't want to set them up with a research task straight away. To get them in, I don't interview them, because they're part-time. They're just doing one or two jobs a week or a month or whatever. So the interview is a cheap job. So if you look for someone that's a researcher, give them a £10 job to start with. Give them a work instruction, which is, I make mine into 10 steps. So 1 to 10, this is how to do the job. So open an attachment, open a picture, copy the picture, retype the picture onto Word, send it back over, send me an invoice, leave feedback, all that type of thing. So a work instruction is a 10-step process of how to do the job or how you want the job doing. After doing the interview and after you've given the job over, the job comes back. If it's a good job, they get a £50 job. If they do that job well, they get a £100 job. And so it goes. So some of my staff originate from PPH and now they're virtually full-time for me. So, but they all started with this £10 job. So don't get them to do the job you actually want and that's business critical. Just get them to a little job that's non-business critical that they can escalate from. Okay, that's PPH. The alternative, if you want a more permanent member of staff, is to go to onlinejobs.ph. Now, these are Filipino staff. They're generally English speaking, or nearly all English speaking. And what you'll have to do there is you'll have to do an interview. And it's an interview by Skype. You're not going to fly out to the Philippines to do an interview. So we do it by Skype. They're incredibly diligent workers, the Filipinos. If they were speaking to someone on the phone, which they're not in this particular job, but if they were, they'd normally or quite often speak with an American accent. So you've got to just be aware of that. But they'll expect holiday pay, they'll expect job descriptions before you start. So that's a little bit more of a complicated process. Not too complicated, doable, but just so you're aware that it is. Now, let's say we're scraping the property portals, every single house that's for sale, that comes back to you in a spreadsheet, an Excel spreadsheet. When it's come back to you, you can collate it, and we've got two lists. Every property that's for rent, every property that's for sale in the area. Now, every property that's for sale, we can then start the yellow letter campaign out or the three letter campaign out to buy the property or do a deal. That's with the direct to a vendor, so that's D2V. Every house that's for let has a different type of letter, and that goes out week one, week three, week five again, but this time it's to landlords. Now, there's another little offshoot to this process, is that your researcher can scrape the portals for property for let and the newspapers, in fact, for properties for let to get a lead detail of a landlord that wants to let. Because if they're struggling to let the property, and we can age leads here because we can carry on contacting them, so that if we've got a newspaper, for example, and there's a property to let there, and it stays in there for 3 or 4 weeks, the landlord wants his rent. Now, he might be up for a rent-to-rent deal because it's taken a while to rent his property. There's two routes we can go on this one. We can get one researcher scraping the property portals for property for sale. We can have another researcher, as you grow and you bring leads in and you start to do deals, another researcher scraping Gumtree and the newspapers for landlords to let. Because if a property's been on for let for a while, then a landlord wants his rent, or he wants the cash flow of the property. That's ripe if it ages a little bit, so 3 or 4 weeks, it still hasn't let. That's absolutely ripe for a rent-to-rent deal or a guaranteed rent-type deal. So again, download them to spreadsheet, an Excel spreadsheet, collate it all so it's easy. You've got name, phone number, and what the property is. Upload your letters to DocMail, upload your spreadsheet to DocMail, and then DocMail will do its thing and get your letters out there, and they'll do the send. So I'll just recap that so it's right in your mind there. So we've got a PA, to start with, one PA doing research, and she's scouring, or he's scouring Rightmove, you know, all the estate agents or newspapers and looking for houses for sale, collating the information down to you, getting the addresses, scouring the Google Maps and stuff and Street View, getting the addresses for you and putting them all on a spreadsheet. That's one of the jobs. The other job to get them is from your leafleter. The leafleter is scouring, filling in his knock list, and he's getting all the addresses from you of houses that have got bought outside. That's for let and for sale. So we've got these multiple, almost spidery arms out there collecting information for you, all to get to that spreadsheet. So we've got two sheets. We've got the first sheet, which is all the properties on your patch that are for sale. The second sheet has got all the properties on your patch that are for rent or for let. They go up to DocMail as two separate files with two separate sets of letters. And one set of letters goes out to all the properties for sale, and the other set of letters go to all the properties for rent or for let. So now, that's when our call centre comes in, because as soon as the letters go out, so week one's letter, I'll give you an example of what week one's letter says. And this is the for sale letter. Week one's letter will say something like, "Congratulations on using the best estate agent in town. I'm sure your estate agent is working very well for you. He's the best agent in town. I'm sure your property's advertised everywhere and you've had tons of viewings." And it says, "Regards, Mark," or your name. "P.S. If your sale should fall through, please give me a call. I'd like to buy your house." And this is the first letter. That's the week one template. So the next mailing is week three, and that's letter two. Letter two's template says, "Congratulations on the sale of your house. I bet you're looking forward to moving. The estate agent must have done brilliant work for you. may I suggest iammoving.com or iwanttomove.co.uk as two great sites for letting people that you know that you're moving house. They're brilliant, brilliant sites. Good luck with your move. I hope it goes really, really well. Regards, Mark. P.S. If the sale should fall through, please give me a call because I'd like to buy your house. So that's letter two, and that's gone out in week three. So far I've had one letter in week one and a gap, and then one letter in week three. Very often you don't get a call back to the call centre in week one or three. All we're doing is buying mind space here in the vendor's mind. So in week five, letter three goes out. I hope this is making sense, I'm not going too fast. But week five, letter three goes out, and letter three sounds something like this. Congratulations on your house move. Bet looking forward to moving. May I recommend these two following removal companies? They've worked with me in the past. They're very, very good. The rates are reasonable and they're great guys to work with. And then insert two removal companies in your area that you've spoken to and you've got some form of testimonial from of people that have worked with them in the past. Now, that said, at the end of that, it says regards, Mark. P.S. Now, this one's in red letters, hence why it's called a yellow letter, because it's got red, yellow paper and red writing. P.S. If the sale should fall through, please give me a call. I can come around this afternoon. I'm a local guy. I'd like to buy your house. This, very often, is the point where you get the phone call. It's on letter three at week five, and it's the same. I won't go through the other letters because you can get them off, you know, on the courses and stuff, but that campaign, you've got to be quite patient with it, and the letter's just going out. There's no actual work to do because DocMail does the work for you, but be quite patient and wait for the leads to come in. And that process is repeated once every 2 months. So the letters go out again, and we just keep repeating it throughout our time on the patch with the houses that are for sale. And if houses go off, get sold and they go off the market, fair enough, they go off the market. So we stop the campaign, I'll take their address out of DocMail. If we get new ones that come in onto the market, then we'd upload the new address to the Excel spreadsheet, which gets uploaded to DocMail. So on this type of campaign, now this type of campaign alone, it's harder to get without a leaflet campaign out there, but I'm hoping you can see now that the people that say that leafleting doesn't work, it's not the point, because leafleting is just one layer of a campaign. So a marketing campaign for leads has to be multi-layered. We don't just use email to talk to people, we use email, the phone, the post, advertising the newspaper. So it's a part of a multi-layered campaign of getting leads. Now, I hope that makes sense. And once we've got the lead in, that's on the inbound call centre, and we've got the data capture, then that's updated onto the CRM. Again, you can have someone doing this for you. You don't need to do this yourself. So the whole idea of business is leveraging stuff out there, because this is an admin task, not a technical task. So let's load up another podcast I've gone through with some of the CRMs to use. We use Less Annoying CRM for this particular task. Therefore, it's easy to train staff to do it. They can load the data in for you. And then we'd go on to script two. Now, script two is a different type of call. Script two is an outbound call, and it's normally done to start with. It's done by the owner of the business. So it'd be done by you or it'd be done by me to start with, so we can get used to doing it. So what's script two? Well, script two is a method of softening up the call and introducing and building rapport. So how script two is done is by calling the vendor, and we're just going to deal with vendors on this particular podcast, calling the vendor and walking round the house. And it seems incredibly simple, but all we do is walk around the house. But to start with, the vendor will want to tell you all about the house, but they won't tell you very much really. They'll say it's a three-bedroom semi or a two-bedroom terrace or whatever, and it's in reasonable condition. In fact, if you ask if the property is on a scale of 1 to 10, if you ask what the condition of the property is, inevitably they'll say 7, because they always do, even if it's a complete wreck. Now, what script 2 enables you to do is, and this is a top tip for this particular podcast, is start at the front door. So, would you like to tell me about what the front door's like? What is it, wood? Is it plastic? Has it got gold furniture on it? Has it got wood furniture? Is it gold or silver? And then start from the front door and just imagine that you're in a house of one of the houses you've been in or that you know. So start at the front door, ask them about the hall. Ask them where the stairs are. Is the living room left or right of the stairs? What's the living room decorated like? Let's walk in the living room. Has it got a bay window? Is the radiator under the window? Have they got a TV and a sofa and stuff in the living room? Is it carpeted? What colour is the carpet? What colour are the walls and the ceiling? Have we got an archway going on into the dining room? Or is it out of the living room and back in the dining room through another door? Then when we get in the dining room, has it got a table and chairs? Is it a usable table and chairs? Do they have meals at the at the in the dining room on the table? Or has it got a fish aquarium on it or something? Or and how's it decorated? What's the carpets? What's the walls? What's the ceiling? From the dining room, are there patio doors onto the back? Or, you know, sliding doors or French doors, or is it a window? And then coming out of the dining room to the kitchen, what's the kitchen like? What are the units like? What are the worktops like? What's the floor like? Is it lino or tiled? How old is the kitchen? What type of units are in there? What colour is the kitchen? Where did they get it from? How long has it been in there? Is the boiler in the kitchen? What type of boiler is it? And has it got a back door onto the yard? And then when we've done that, all the downstairs, then we can move back to the stairs, which sometimes are at the front door, sometimes not, but back to the stairs, and then go upstairs and do all of the three bedrooms or the two bedrooms and the bathroom, just gently walking around the house. And that's called, well, I call this script two. This is a rapport building script, just for getting to know the property and a bit of rapport building with the vendor. So to finish off that, the actual end or the whole point of the call is to ask what the property value is. Now, this is not a valuation, we're not going to stick them to it. It's just to get an approximation of where their mind is. So let's say that it's a 100 grand house. Quite often the vendor will value high because an agent might have done an appraisal or they've got emotional attachment to the property. So they might value high. So let's say 120. And then the next question is, what's the outstanding mortgage? Now, some people will tell you and some people won't, but that's all right. Whatever they do, if they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. And the next question is, what's the reason for sale? So we can check that script one matches what they told our inbound call center. Once we've got all that information, and only then can we make an appointment to view, because we've built enough rapport there and we're ready to go with the next stage. Right, I hope that helps. And just to summarize what we've gone through there, so we've gone through researching PAs. So we could use, there's two different sites for researching PAs, and these are just two that I've used. There are other ones around. So PAs can come from PPH, and that's a researcher, typically called, just type in web research and you'll come across someone that does it. Onlinejobs.ph, we've used them for about 4 years now. So they can do work, they're more full-time, and they're very diligent workers, as we've suggested, but they need an interview by Skype and need work instructions and stuff. And this needs to go into a process so that you know if you lose one. Sometimes they'll do a different job than you think they're doing, so it's not quite right, so they need managing. So we've got two sites to go to, onlinejobs.ph and PPH. People per hour and onlinejobs.ph. And we could have one of each, so one full-time, one part-time. The full-timer from onlinejobs.ph and the part-timer from PPH. And then we could double up for different campaigns. So another one from PPH, part-time, another one from onlinejobs.ph. Now we've got two full-timers and two part-timers, each doing a separate bit of the campaign. So let's say the researcher from PPH is doing Gumtree and newspaper ads that you might have photographed in the area, so pick up all the newspapers in the area, and they're doing that particular campaign. They might just be doing houses for sale. The other set of researchers are doing the houses for let, and what they're doing is they're using the knock list, and that makes it easier for you to manage the different areas that are coming in. So we're still spending the same amount of money. So about £10 an hour for a web researcher, about $250 to $300 a month for a full-time online jobs.ph researcher, and double that up, obviously you've got four streams. But actually what we're doing is spreading the risk. Like you're doing all investment and all strategy and all business is spread the risk. So if one job's not quite right and you've not written the work instruction properly, if you're not familiar with the term work instruction, it comes from, I think you might have read a 4-hour work week, or you might have read Work the System or one of those type of books, and you'll be familiar with it. Every company is run by directors, then managers, and then workers. And what we do as a one-man band business, if you're brand new to this, is we do everything in the business, so we're the workers. And as we develop our process, and I from an earlier podcast, you might remember that I use Simple Minds as my mind mapping software. And what Simple Minds does, it creates a process, and the other app I was recommending was Sweet Process. So in the business, we've got a mind map for a process that we use, then transfer that to Sweet Process. So now when I've got enough processes in the business, then I can promote myself to manager. So now I'm managing the business and managing all these tasks in the business, i.e. staff that are coming in, etc. And then when we've got enough staff, we need a manager in, so we promote ourselves to director. So directors direct the business, managers manage the business, and workers work in the business. That's how business grows. So we've done the research. That's that part of the model. Then the next bit is the DocMail account. Open the DocMail account and start with something relatively easy. Don't start your whole campaign, all four campaigns off at once. You start with one little campaign first. is incredibly cheap to use, and 37p a letter sounds incredibly cheap. It's cheaper than the first class stamp, and they do all that work for you. But in reality, start with a tiny campaign first, half a dozen letters, a dozen letters, get them out there and make sure you know it's working. Include yourself on the letters to make sure that they're doing the job. That's, so you can be a secret shopper by adding your name and address to the account, and then you know that whatever marketing goes out there, you get as well. And we've done that in corporate for many years. So next we covered call centres, and I only use UK call centres. And the reason for that is because, one, because I've used them since the beginning, and we didn't really, 15 years ago, we didn't really have outbound call centre staff from all over the world, but this kind of tradition was to have UK-based. But I've stuck with them because, one, their first language is English, and it's a very emotive sale, a property sale. So it's based on emotion, not logic, and they just seem to work, and they're softer and gentler with the client on the way in, and that's what I want the business, you know, that's what I want the business to emit, is this gentle sale, because there are companies out there that will hammer a price on the phone and they'll negotiate as hard as they can, and that's not really what I'm about, and it's not how I treat the world. So I like this soft, gentle process to get them in, because there are enough deals around and there are enough leads out there to do the deals. There's no need for this hard stuff. So that's why I use a UK call centre. So we went around. We did script one, which is the inbound call, and we covered script two, which is the vendor call. And to end the vendor call, then it's the, you know, an appointment for the vendor visit. And of course, that's when you go and close the deal, but that's for another podcast perhaps, because that's a little bit more detailed doing the vendor visit. So by all means, have tag me into the community and ask for a property inspection form. I use them all the time. Or you can use Snap Inspect, which is another one that I use, which is an app I covered on an earlier podcast. A simple data capture form is all that you need for the first script. That comes down from your call centre, so that's all in there. Then the next step we covered is the actual yellow letter templates, and I've gone through virtually what they say, but by all means, again, you know, tag me in and get in touch, and we can work with you on them. Those ones, they're in the store on my website as well. I actually sell them as a pack on the store. You'll see them out there on Facebook and stuff, and because we're sending them out so people can start these campaigns up, so you might see them out there. The landlord templates are slightly more complicated, because it's a slightly more complicated deal and a more sophisticated seller or partner, a landlord, generally speaking. So they're slightly more complicated, but we can go through them if you get in touch. So just to end this podcast, I hope you've enjoyed it. What we've done is open a DocMail account. Don't do the work yourself. Don't sit in your kitchen table folding letters up and posting them and stamping them and all that sort of stuff. Leverage it out and get someone else to do it. It's not expensive to do. And you won't have that many that will break that many leads or properties for selling your area that will break the bank. So open a DocMail account and leverage that straight away. The second thing is that people quite often put mobile phones on their website and their marketing and their leaflets and their newspaper ads and stuff. Don't use them. Please don't use a mobile phone. Use a landline phone. You can normally get it from your call centre. Well, you can certainly get it from Old APA if you use them. If you're contacting Old APA, just ask to use Mark Ironson's script, because I've used them for years. They know my script. It's not a secret. I've gone through it on the podcast earlier, but just ask to use Mark Ironson's script. Ask them for a phone number, and they'll supply you with what's called a shadow number, which is a landline number based in your area. So Teesside, for example, is 01642. They'll supply you with an 01642 number. If you're based in central London, it's 0207. They can supply you with an 0207 number. And yes, there is a charge for that, because they're supplying a number for you. And yes, you will lose it if you move from their services, but this stuff is to get you going and get you out there and remove a few of those barriers so you actually get started. So that's tip number two. Tip number three is don't rewrite the letters. It's weird for those people that are mechanics on the Wealth Dynamics profile. We spoke about that on an interview with Rob. Those mechanics, they like to change stuff. Now, this stuff, the templates have worked for years and years, and the specific fonts in there, the specific sizes of font in between sentences. Some of the words are in bold and in red. Some of the words are in smaller and italic. And these templates have been around. I didn't invent them. I got them off someone else. And they've been around for years. They've worked for years. The templates work. Just copy the system. It's just a system and a process. So they're my top three tips. Use the DocMail account to leverage it out. Manage the call centre well and use a UK call centre with a script already that's in place. Don't try and reinvent the wheel and do it yourself, because it's been done before. And then use the template letters as they stand and don't change them. So my name's Mark Ironson, and this has been the Progressive Property Podcast. I hope that's cleared a few of those things up on direct mail campaigns, because there's a lot out there, stuff on the forums actually. I hope it's helped. If it has, please join the Progressive Property Community Facebook group. There's over 13,000 people in that group. It's a very, very active market in there, in that particular group. And I go on there, sometimes I work from home on a Tuesday, so So I'll do the answering of questions on a Tuesday night and stuff. If I see any that are relevant to deal packaging or doing deals or sourcing deals or selling deals onto investors and or anything to do with Martin, so I'll help out where I can. It is a fabulous group, and it's been built over the last, 10 years or so now. So it's quite an active group. By all means, come on to my YouTube channel, Mark Ianson, and have a look at some other stuff if you want to. That'd be absolutely brilliant. So my name's Mark Ianson. This is a Progressive Property Podcast. See you soon.